This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
I am Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Zach is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the first name of the Little Mermaid?
Ariel?
Correct. Which mountain range runs along the eastern coast of the United States?
The Appalachians.
Correct. What band has the hit song Legs and Got Me Under Pressure?
ZZ Top?
Yes. Locust, palm, and magnolia are all types of what?
Trees.
Yes. Who developed the theory of relativity?
Is that Einstein?
Correct. Which grain is used to make Japanese sake?
Rice.
Yes. The loudest animal on the planet is what kind of whale?
Blue whale?
No.
Sperm whale.
Yes. The Phantom of the Opera is set in what European city?
Venice?
No.
London?
No.
Opera. Rome?
No. What is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle?
360 degrees?
No.
The interior? 180 degrees.
Yes. Oh, my gracious, Zach. You got 8 correct.
Hey.
That was very impressive, sir.
And I will say it every time, like I say it when he calls in, Zach Attack is back, Jack.
He is the attack. The biggest threat to Steve Miggs on this planet.
I want to be his rival.
I think you are his rival.
What are we doing?
He is your rival, Steve. He just pronounced himself your rival.
Zach, oh, I don't know, man. We got other people in line for that, too. We got Jeff. We got Alan. So Zach, ooh. Jeff, and Alan are my rivals?
Well, Zach did put on the attack.
Zach attack.
Yeah. Are you ready, Steve? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the first name of the Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Correct. Which mountain range runs along the eastern coast of the United States?
Son of a... Adirondacks.
No.
Rockies.
No.
Mountain of Tranquility.
No. What band had the hit songs Legs and Got Me Under Pressure?
ZZ Top.
Yes. Locust, palm, and magnolia are all types of what?
Flowers.
No.
Locust, palm, magnolia. Apples?
No.
Locust... Trees.
Yes. Who developed the theory of relativity?
Newton.
No.
Einstein.
Correct. Which grain is used to make Japanese sake?
Rice.
Correct. The loudest animal on the planet is what kind of whale?
A sperm whale?
It is.
Yeah!
The Phantom of the Opera is set in what European city?
Paris.
It is. What is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle?
180.
Yes. Talladega Super Speedway is located in what U.S. state?
Florida.
No.
Oh. Georgia.
No.
Texas?
No. Steve Miggs, you got 8 correct, which is a tie. Oh. 8's across the board. Well done, Zach.
The rivalry is alive.
It is. We've hit a stalemate.
He did know that the mountain range that runs along the eastern coast of the United States is the Appalachians.
Appalachians?
I don't know. How the hell do you pronounce it?
I don't know. You're the one who wrote the question. I know it's Appalachians. Appalachians?
Well, congratulations on tying, Steve.
Look behind us, the beautiful Appalachians.
Oh, and also, I forgot to mention, Talladega Super Speedway is in Alabama.
Alabama.
Yep. You were getting there. You were getting there.
I don't know if I was, but thank you.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app, and Rockaholics, it makes it very easy for you to jump on there and leave us a voice message. We have been getting some pretty cool messages on there. Also, some very interesting messages on there.
I feel like it ties into earlier, we were talking about people who wrecked their parents' car, but we have a couple of voice messages about people who have issues with drivers. But we also have a very interesting conversation I think we can have about somebody whose significant other has issues with them playing poker with the boys.
Mm, we will slide into our VMs.
And that's not like an Urban Dictionary thing. It's actually playing the game of poker with his friends, the boys.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We will slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We would be absolutely tickled if you would leave us a voice message. And you can head to the Odyssey app and tickle us right there.
Okay. It's a new feature I didn't realize was there. Now, we do have a voice message about somebody whose significant other has issues with them playing poker with their friends. So we'll get to that one in a second because I think that's a juicy one. But let's start off with this voice message, again, through the Odyssey app. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. We're listening on the East Coast night shift here in Cohasset, Massachusetts. You rock. Stay safe.
Awesome.
Don't tell us what to do. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing about the app, man. You can listen anywhere.
Hell yeah. Just go to KSW.com for more details.
Huge in Massachusetts.
All right, how about this one?
There's something that just drives me crazy. It's this whole revolution of checking text messages at red lights or stop signs or wherever. I mean, I swear, I wait at red lights trying to be a patient driver for like a good...
Okay, first of all, I'm very guilty of this. Like, that's like what makes me tolerate being stuck at red lights. And I know that this is going to piss this guy off even more. Are you a phone checker?
I am too. I think he's going to be mad at both of us.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, you are as well? Oh, yeah. Oh, so he just hates our show now.
No.
Maybe he's just actually sending this to us because he knows this about us.
30 seconds, 45 seconds while I can see, you know, the 16-year-old girl taking selfies and texting on her phone.
Yeah, that was Danny.
So many selfies.
And I finally honk my horn and she flicks me off. Like, it's my problem. It just makes me crazy and I swear they should do something where, like, you have to check your phone in, like, a compartment in your car when you get in so you're not checking it at stop signs because I swear I've been late lately because of that.
Well, you need to leave your house earlier. That's the problem. You know what it is now? It's like a little joke with myself and my wife as well. It's like anytime we're stuck at a light and I touch my phone, it instantly turns green. Like, I gotta text this person back. I got some time because we're in a red light. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I grab the phone, I look up and I'm like, I don't have time for this, son of a bitch.
The universe is taking care of that for you.
I'm like, what world are we in where I'm like bummed that the light went from red to green because it's like...
I mean, you can still get a cell phone ticket for doing that, though, right?
I'm
pretty sure we're breaking the law.
I think so.
We're bad boys and bad girls.
There we are.
You're listening to three badasses right now. Yeah, just real rough riders.
Rough riders.
Rough riders, huh?
I don't know. We're rough riders.
Yes.
As you can hear in our voice.
Of course.
Okay, here's the juicy one.
Daily Mix Show, I need your help. My boyfriend has been going to a poker night at his friend's house. Right, the past few months, and he always told me it's a guy's night, so no girls are allowed. Well,
plot twist, he's going to the strip club.
Hey.
Since the club's called Pokers.
Well, I found out that the wife of his buddy who hosts it is always there, and sometimes even plays cards with them.
How dare she live in the home and do things in her own home?
Boys only, no girls allowed.
Get out, wife.
Deal and I wouldn't want to go anyway because I wouldn't have a good time and I don't like to play cards, but I still think he should invite me. He doesn't seem to understand and is making me crazy. How would you feel if you were me?
I mean, I think it's still technically boys' poker night. The woman just happens to live there. Like, yeah. What's he going to do? Be like, don't come in this room for the duration of the poker game, wife.
And also, like, here's a chance that you have a free night just to do whatever you want. Like, I'm always encouraging Sid to go do some stuff with your, but you got this going on. Go ahead. And she's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, absolutely nothing. She's like, you're not going to go out with your friends? I'm like, no, I'm going to watch TV shows and just do nothing.
I have to say, so Brad and his buddies jam quite a bit. And yeah. It's 99.999% of the time at our house. But then recently they've been going to a friend's house to do it in Seattle. So
I bet that's amazing.
An hour there, an hour home, and a couple hours of jamming. And I love it. I want to do that more.
And also, I don't know if you've ever been guilty of this. Sometimes I think we get like upset when you're not invited to something. And like, well, did you want to go to that? No, I don't want to. I just want to be invited. Like, I have a feeling like she probably wouldn't even want to go do poker night.
It's just the principle of it all.
Right.
I just invite her.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're getting a little worked up over absolutely nothing.
Yeah, too much there. Way too much. Miles and Thrill from the men's room, they're here early.
They're a bunch of go-getters.
They are. They get up early. They drink their coffee. And since they are here, we're going to bring them in and put them to the test, Migs. We're going to see how well they know dead rock stars. We'll be hanging with the men's room at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
TV Plus has this new documentary called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison.
Yes.
And apparently there's this theory swimming around that the legendary Doors frontman faked his own death and has been living in Syracuse. Had you heard this theory before?
No, we've got our friends in the men's room here with us as well.
Syracuse, New York?
Have you been to Syracuse?
That's how you know it's a lie.
Syracuse?
Jesus, man.
Jim Morrison?
They couldn't come up with anything
I'm
better.
I'm going to Syracuse.
Go Orange Men.
Said no one.
I mean, right. Ever.
They say that he's been acting as a maintenance worker named Frank.
Who came up with this?
Well, this is part of the trailer, Thrill.
All right.
My name is Jeff Finn, and I'm a lifetime fan of Jim Morrison. I've made it my life.
Okay, also, like, what is up with his voice?
I don't know.
It sounds like
whatever he's doing, it's very dramatic.
One of those vocal changers.
I don't have anything else to do, so what of this?
My life's work to extract the real truth from a 50-year-old tale that's been riddled with rumor, lies, and myth.
Jim Morrison's social security number is still active.
So, I invite you to join me in my search for the real truth. To ask yourself, what if everything we think we know about Jim Morrison is wrong?
Oh, I eat lots of Fig Newtons.
Wait, is this guy, is this Keanu Reeves?
Who's that
guy? Available to babysit.
Exactly.
So we decided to play a little game with you this morning, Miles and Thrill. Game called Died or Lied. Steve, how are we going to put these guys to the test?
Died or lied.
Okay. We can do this on the phone at 7:20.
Right? No.
Please come in.
No donuts, nothing. We have stories about popular musicians that have a conspiracy theory about their death. So you have to tell us whether or not there's actually a conspiracy theory about their death, or we just made these stories.
Or you're just making this up. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the first? Who should we start with? Let's start with Thrill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Many believe that the king faked his death in 1977 to escape fame, with alleged sightings of him at gas stations, diners, and he was even an extra in the movie Home Alone.
Oh, man.
Do you think this is a real hoax or not?
I'm going to say that is a real conspiracy theory.
You are correct.
Yes!
No way. Ooh, he died on the toilet.
With a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's a much better story.
All right, Miles.
Okay.
This one's about Danny's favorite, Avril Lavigne.
Let's go.
All right.
Some conspiracy theorists claim that the real Avril died back in 2003 and was replaced with a lookalike named Melissa. This one is surprisingly widespread online.
Well, you know Chad Kroeger. Call him.
Had one drink with the guy.
I'll say that's false.
Nope, that is a real hoax.
Jeez, a whiz.
Crazy.
Man, he had no idea.
He was married to Melissa.
He married a phony.
All right, Thrill. This one's about our man, Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam frontman.
Someone understood a word he said when singing.
Rumors spread back in the late 2000s that the Pearl Jam frontman died in a surfing accident in Hawaii, but he's very much alive and touring.
I'm going to say that's fake.
That is a fake story.
All right.
Thrill, you're killing it.
No, because he actually did die.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Real thing.
Well, he does live in Hawaii every once in a while.
I thought it was Freddie Vedder.
Freddie Vedder.
Or Darth Vedder.
His father.
All right, Axl Rose, Miles.
Okay.
Back in 1990, there was a rumor that suggested that the Guns N' Roses frontman faked his death to escape the music industry, supposedly living under a new identity in Montana.
I mean, I can actually believe that from him.
Yeah.
But I'll say that's false.
You are correct.
All right.
All right, Miles. I mean, Thrill, sorry.
We look alike.
This one. Huge.
Like the movie Twins.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
All right.
Fans claim that Tupac is living in Cuba, citing cryptic lyrics, albums that came out after his death, and supposed sightings of him wearing modern clothing.
Modern clothing.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Modern clothing.
He didn't wear a shirt then.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Kraken hat.
I'm going to say that's true.
You are correct.
All right.
Do you remember there was like a hip-hop group that said they went to a studio and recorded songs with him? I can't remember who it was. But
in Cuba.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
All right, Miles. This one is about Michael Jackson, the King of Pop.
Okay.
Some believe that the King of Pop faked his 2009 death to escape debt and scrutiny, with evidence including footage of a man resembling him getting out of a coroner's van.
You know what? I'll say that's true.
You are correct.
Yes. What?
Yes. Should we do one more for each of them?
One more for each of them. These guys are good at this.
Thrill. Your artist is Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Some fans claim that Dylan did die in a motorcycle crash back in 1966, and he was replaced with a lookalike with a different singing style.
I'm going to say that's false.
You are correct.
All right.
All right. This is a good one for Miles.
Okay.
Paul McCartney.
All right.
Eats meat.
There's a story about him being dead and a theory that claims that he died back in 1966 and replaced with a lookalike named Billy Shears. Beatles album covers and songs supposedly contain hidden clues.
I'll say that that's true.
You are correct. I've actually heard about the Paul is dead theory.
Me too.
Yeah.
I only think that when I see it.
I just didn't know what the theory was. I think all the Beatles have been claimed dead at one point, even if they are not.
Even Ringo?
Even Ringo.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
he looks too good for his age. There's no way.
Guys, well done. Died or lied, you crushed it this
time. I like it.
Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for getting up early,
you know.
You know,
that's what we do, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Did you see this? A Seahawks player was just rocking a t-shirt that's going to feel very close to home for a lot of us. And it even conjured up some serious nostalgia for one specific member of
this show.
So we have a simple question to ask you, Rockaholics, but we need for you to call in now so we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK is our number. And we promise, we cross our hearts. It is a simple question, but you got to call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Cooper Kupp did his first press conference since signing with the Seattle Seahawks. Now, he's originally from Yakima, Washington. He gets to play back in his home state. And so, of course, he dazzled us because he showed up rocking a Pearl Jam shirt. And he was asked about it.
What is the story behind the Pearl Jam t-shirt?
They're from Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. I absolutely love Cooper Kupp.
Really?
And you can do the report like, I know. I'm just asking the question.
I learned guitar when I was in sixth grade-ish. Just taught myself, and it's been something I've loved learning. I don't have a great musical ear, but I love playing music. My wife's a singer, so she's a musical one, so I just try to learn enough songs for her to sing to them. But there's been enough stuff, like, as you come up and you grow, it's like, man, there's the grunge scene in Seattle is obviously huge. And so I just figured I've got a bunch of these old vintage grunge rock band tees. I might as well wear the Pearl Jam one today.
It was so cool to see it, especially as an old school Pearl Jam fan. And even a couple buddies from the East Coast who saw like the press conference and like the interviews. And like, dude, that's the shirt from their first tour. Like, you know, we were such nerds about it. I had that exact t-shirt back in like high school and college.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's not something you could just go buy anywhere. So it's kind of cool that he had that in his possession.
Bet you wish you didn't give it to the thrift store, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, I kind of wish that as well. Although I don't know if it would fit anymore.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start with Andy from Fife. Andy, our simple question is this. For whatever reason, what is that one article of clothing that means the most to you?
Well, happy hump day, you faceless radio folks.
Right on.
My most sentimental piece of clothing is something I don't wear anymore. It's a tie-dye tank top that my mother gave me shortly before she passed away.
Oh, man. I'd be keeping that forever, right?
Yep. It's got a special place in my drawer.
Now, was she someone that did a lot of tie-dye stuff, or was it just like a one-and-done type of a thing?
No, she didn't make it. She just bought it for me. She thought I'd really like it. My mom was really awesome. I unfortunately lost her to breast cancer in 93. So I've had this t-shirt for a long time.
Well, Taryn's wearing a tie-dye shirt today.
You're right, I am.
Yes.
I do love a tie-dye. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question. We will ask it to Wes from Bremerton. What is that one article of clothing that means the most to you?
It's an old vintage Stetson hat that my dad gave to me before he passed away. And yeah, I rock that thing all the time. I have a 4-year-old son, and he likes to put it on when he's playing guitar and stuff. So it's kind of neat to see it go from the old man to me to my kids.
From generation to generation. I love that.
That's exactly. Magical. Thank you, Wes.
And I love that you're wearing it as opposed, because sometimes you get nervous that something bad's going to happen. You're like, oh, no, let my kid wear it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a current record of 79 losses. 79 losses. Let me start that over. 79 wins.
Get it right, Karen.
40 losses and 21 ties in 2025. Hopefully you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room, because we gave out 3 of the correct answers to the game that is coming up next. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Linkin Park's From Zero World Tour is coming to Climate Pledge Arena, and your next opportunity to text the code word for a shot at winning tickets is coming up after Beat Migs at 8:50. Get all the details on the contest at KISW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.